Right.
Get therapy, get a haircut.
So we're just trying to give y'all some real tangible skills to be able to apply.
How about you, young lady in the back? Trying to get a haircut for me yesterday and walked away right when I was almost done. I tried calling you in and I said, I'm just almost done.
Oh, you have
yeah, I'm looking at cutting today.
You have my number.
You walked away. I was like, right when I was finishing, I was dusting them off, took the cape off, and you started walking away. I said, oh, she don't want a haircut.
Now, Rosa, that 12 is going on 4 o'clock. But my name is Teresa.
Sometimes you gotta make a way.
Huh?
Nothing. You have to keep telling. You're talking me out on being 4 hours on here waiting for a cut.
Oh, no.
So tell us a little about yourself. Easy brought you to me.
Well,
introduce yourself.
My name is Teresa. I'm from Cleveland. I'm a stylist, 30 years in college. And I'm a writer. And I have a barber.
Only the clippers that made you get away from barbering, or was it something else as well?
Well, I mean, I only had a couple clients. That wasn't my thing. I was a cosmetologist, so I just had some people ask me for it. But, the clippers weren't, I don't know, I like the Andes masks and then make the blood masks. But we're talking like, 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's not the same. One of the instructors, do anyone in here catch this class? All right.
Easy the barber. I am Sandy Springs, Roswell Road. I am a co-owner of NAV's hair studio. I am a proof that everything he's saying is absolutely true. I used to chase him around. I was at all these shows. I even booked appointments for this man just to like kind of be in this space and pick up whatever I can pick up from them. And now I'm here. I've been Miss Wajid's barber for a while. I've been instructing and platforming
cut,
out of the
Lee
country.
Miss Lee,
would
you?
You're
a barber?
Currently, no, but she has hair, but yeah, I've been a barber for some time. Barber has taken me out of the country, platforming and instructing. And it's a blessing, so like he's not lying, like chase that greatness. I was literally chasing lines, him, Steph, Marcus, Tariq, like all of them, just trying to get that game, but it's worked, it's paid off, so that's all I really got. My man.
So the reason why I go around and I ask everybody what they do, where they're from, so I could get a feel of what to present the class. Because the title of the class is How to Become Elite in Your Industry. Notice I didn't say barbering, I didn't say styling, I said in your industry. So I'll try to keep it a little more broad because it's a lot of key things. So now that everybody introduced themselves, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Yusuf Barber. I have 2 barbershops in Atlanta. I've been cutting for 17 years licensed. I have 2 products I invented, and I can confidently say to become elite in your industry, it is more than precision cutting. It's finesse. It's finesse. And it's not just about how good you can cut, right? Because I know celebrities personally who love when their barber can't make it for me to cut. Like, I'm a side barber, right? But they're loyal to their barber, even though it's not the best haircut they have, that, you know, they can get. But they're loyal to him. It's like almost family. They build relationships, right? So what do I mean by when I say finesse? Right? One thing is never let them see you sweat. Right? That's a major thing in haircutting, styling, locking. If you make a mistake, you never let them see you sweat. Right? You gotta know how to keep your cool and figure out the solution to the problem without presenting that there's a problem. Right? I'll give you an example. One time I went to flown out to do a haircut. They took my razors in the airport, right? This guy gotta have a razor. I'm going straight to his house from the airport. When I cut his hair, I make sure I cut him so clean with the liners, and I line him up with the razor with no blade on. That's finesse. Right? I'm not gonna sweat till I don't got razors, bro, I don't got this. Make him feel like he got a razor. I'll make him feel like he got a good cut. Another time. This is a funny story. I was cutting. You know, this happened to everybody at least once. You cut, you go do the finishing touches. Grab your clipper you thought you were cutting with. It doesn't have a guard in it. You go swipe. Now you got them. Man. Start huffing and puffing, right? Man, your hair got way too much dandruff in it, bro. You need to cut this low so you can just get it clean one time and then we grow back out to the waves. I fed off of, he really did have dandruff, but I used to cut it lower so we could treat the dandruff without necessarily saying, we're treating the bald spot, we got your problem. That's what I mean by, like, don't let them see you sweat. You make a mistake, find a way to fix it without putting it on advertisement. Because that's one thing that I see people, they are so, like, the energy is negative. Like, I forgot my next trips, man. I forgot this. Just play cool. Take it easy. Do what you want. There to do. Sometimes we forget a guard, sometimes a clipper dies. Keep it going, right? So a lot of my clients, I didn't reach out to them. They reached out to me or were referred to me by one of their peers or a barber that cuts them. A lot of them are from barbers that cut them. So that's why I try to see where everybody is from. So in my head mentally, I know we got South Carolina here, we got North Carolina here, we got Alabama here, we got Mississippi here. And in my head, as I'm making relationships with the connections with different barbers, and now I have a plug in that state. For example, Chance wanted to be in Vegas yesterday. I told him I'm gonna make him. But I can find a barber in Vegas for you. To clean your face. He knows where it's at. And then just clean your face. I see you on the next one. So that's how it works. But that's not where the money is. And I cannot emphasize on that enough. It's not where the money is. Because a lot of times it can hurt the relationships that you already have with your clients. And so, say you have to get flown out on a Saturday. Say he wanted me out on a Saturday. I got 20 clients on Saturday I have to reschedule, who booked ahead of time, paid a deposit. It's a chance some of those clients might not come back, aren't as understanding. Some of your clients are understanding. Yes, bro, P get the bag, do your thing, right? We'll be here when you get back. Other ones, they'll be like, send me my refunds. And it's like, and it can come from anyone at any time. It could be a client that's been with you for 7 years, five years. And you schedule them one too many times. Now he's going to the next barber that he's been watching while you cut his hair. So what happens? You can't really have to choose and pick and decide what is worth it, what isn't worth it. When it comes to high profile people, they all 90% of the time are not paying cash, are not getting your money the same day, right? You're sending the W-9, you're waiting almost 30 days to get paid. So if I wasn't someone who was relying on that, how am I gonna pay my bills waiting 30 days for someone to pay me, right? So the way I look at that is like just little extra bonuses. And the association helps build notoriety as well. As much as I hate to say, your clients like to brag that you cut so-and-so. My barber cuts so-and-so. My stylist does so-and-so. My electrician does little baby hair. You know, they like to brag on that stuff. So it's really, you know, but those are the clients that are paying your bills every day. Those are the clients that are paying your bills every day. So a way that I structure my day is I do online booking. How many people here do online booking? Majority, almost everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice. Finally, getting there. Here's the thing. With online booking, it helps create a wall between you and your client. Like, you don't gotta explain your prices. You don't gotta explain your services. Everything is there, all the prices are there, right? So it helps create a wall between you and your clients. So this gives you room to adjust your schedule, to adjust your prices without having to explain yourself. That's your prices. Now, what I tell all barbers, all stylists, we come from working 60, 80 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not getting paid for the extra 20, 40 hours overtime that we put in that week. Mm-hmm. So what do? It's a little finesse. Put 40 hours available a week on your booking app. That's it. Anything outside of 40 hours is what?
Overtime.
So now you're getting paid more for the time that you're working overtime. 40 hours a week. If you say on the low end, $30 a haircut. Let me get some stylist examples. What are your typical time blocks and prices?
My haircut for me is $60.
How long?
And it is an hour. Because that comes with, for me, it comes with a round brush. So I can cut in round brush style in an hour.
Okay. So, what I was saying for barbers, we're all at least $30, right? As a walk-in. Appointments are generally more for all of us. Some places, not quite there. But minimum, you want to be $30 an appointment for 30 minutes. She's doing $60 for 1 hour, that's 60 minutes. Where are we at? $1 a minute, right? So if you base your time blocks and your services on $1 a minute, 40 hours a week, it's $2,400, right? That's almost $10,000 a month. How many people here are scared to lose clients? Be honest.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared to lose clients. That's good. Go ahead.
I used to be frustrated until I started getting clients that meant my time too much, and they disrespected my business. So I had to make a decision. Is this client good for my business? So I had to my money, disrespect my clients' time. So it's always late. You know, I came to the house and those ones booked, and I was not able to give the service. That's why you said services. Sometimes they do get a haircut, and you wear a hairstyle, you wear a hair. They come here for the other service sometimes. They come for the experience. That's why I had like certain people. So I had to cut a couple clients off that wasn't good. But they outgrew them and got them. So it was like, but it took a lot of courage. Because of you.
Yes. And again, I'm going to go back to that online booking helps create a wall between you and your client.
Yeah.
So you simply just don't answer the phone call if they're not booking online. And if they don't show up, you took the deposit and you charge them a no-call, no-show fee, so you got paid to sit. I go to work stress-free. If somebody doesn't show up, I got paid to sit. Right? But my deposit is basically half the haircut. So that makes people feel invested into making the appointment. And I make it clear, like you're more than 15 minutes late for the haircut, short switch to a shake room. Anything after that, I can't get you, you gotta reschedule. Okay?
So how did you get to that point?
Trial and error, man. Just in the very beginning using different appointment bookings. So when I first started, it was with Genbook. They no longer with us. It was with Genbook. I did the appointments, had people make appointments, not show up. Took a credit card on file, right, without a deposit. Went to go charge the no call, no show fee. The client, right? That's the beginning. That's how it started for me. So it's like, all right. So, a small deposit, $5 maybe, beginning, $10, you know. And I, as I went up on my prices, my deposit got bigger. So that way when they're coming in, they're just paying me 40. So everybody around me thinks I'm getting paid 40. Or everybody that's watching thinks I'm getting 40, but they got 35 in the deposit already, right? So it's like also to kind of, I personally can't tell a client that I've been cutting for years my haircut is 75 to his face. It's kind of hard for me. For 30 minutes, $75? That wasn't always my price. And it's kind of hard for me to do that. That's why I like the appointment prices and the deposit. So when Genbook got bought out by Booksy, it was a little transition where I didn't have all my bookings and I just had people calling and come again. In my small transition, that's how I was transitioning. And I saw it, my haircut's 75, and I'm telling my client, just give me 60. It happens, you know, when you build relationships with people, it's hard to tell them. But once I got my deposits back, they ask me for, what's my damage? It's 40. And I don't think twice about it. They already paid the 35, and it has the option to tip on the back end. And they tip it on the finished part. So it's like, it's almost coming up to it. On average, $80-$90 a haircut. Do two of those in 1 hour. 40 hours a week. The reason why I jumped to 75, because my haircuts were like 50 and 60 for new clients, something like that. Burnt out like that. I'm getting burnt. I got kids, I want to spend time with my family. I'm getting burnt out like that. So what do? I went up to 75. No new client, no one client, no separation. It's just 75. I lost some clients.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what today? Schedule is booked at that price. So it kind of made it easier for people that were paying $150, $100 to pay $75. And, you know, the ones that wanted to stay to come up and pay $75. And the ones that left made room for everybody. So now when I'm booked up by 40 hours a week and somebody calls me, it's going to be even more than that. And another thing I do, because sometimes not every haircut takes 30 minutes. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer. It happens, right? You got that one client, his fade and his beard is just, you gotta go the extra mile. It takes a little, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. Every 2 hours in my day, I have a 30 minute break. Every 2 hours in my day, I have a 30 minute break. So at 12 o'clock, I got a 30 minute break. At 2 o'clock, I got a 30 minute break. At 4 o'clock, I got a 30 minute break. What can I do with those breaks? Whatever I want with those breaks. A lot of times, I'm catching up for the second half, for the second shift of clients, because I might have ran a little behind. So I'm not going to be behind the whole day, ever. I got little firewalls between every 2 hours, just in case I fall behind, right? Now I'm caught back up. I wasn't even behind on two people, if that. Got the client that wants to get squeezed in. Boom. Got a $100 spot for it right here. 4:30. 2:30. 12:30. I can take my lunch. I can pray. Meditate. Go outside. Take a break. Take a breather. You know, post content on social media. Take a new client if I want to and convert them into an appointment or walk-in. So I find I have created this method for myself in making my life easier. Right? Go to work, not stressed. Don't want to be stressed. Don't let nobody stress you. So that's how I manage my appointments. Any questions? Everybody understand what I'm saying? No questions?
I got a question. Say for instance, like Tuesday and Wednesdays, right? It be slow in the barber industry. So what, how can you adjust your Tuesday and Wednesdays to that? You know what I'm saying? With like, it ain't no walk-ins that much. You'll see maybe two or three walk-ins. Man, I work Tuesday through Sunday from start to finish, 10 to 7:30.
You only off on Monday?
Yeah.
Start to finish as well?
10 in the morning to 7:30.
11 hours.
Yeah, but I'm on the grind. You know, that's how bad I want it. You know what I'm saying? You got to stay down. Because
you kids?
No.
So you're in grind mode right
now? Yeah.
Being a barber, a stylist, entrepreneur, and balancing family is one of the hardest things to do. You gotta find that balance. That 6 days a week, you don't get divorced like that, man. Your kids don't grow up before you know it. Quick.
So you said stay down, just keep staying down until.
Right now you're on grind mode, but there's a point in time where a barber also wants to step from behind the chair.
Yeah, because I feel it.
Isn't enough to do your personal stuff. You know, buy groceries, did laundry, cleaned your house. That's work. You go right back to work.
Right.
One day a week is not enough to cram it. So, how much are your haircuts?
50.
How long do you take to do it?
30 minutes. 30 minutes to 40.
Blocks out? What does your appointment block out?
I don't know.
You know, I gotta know. It's a puzzle and pieces into your day. You do online booking, right?
Yeah.
What do you use? What appointment at?
What my appointment at?
Yeah, what company you use?
Oh, Square. I use Square and also Google. So I got two platforms and the barbershop platform.
Square shows right there on the appointment how long it takes.
Oh, right? 30 minutes. Oh, yeah, 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
I take
okay,
that.
That's why I was just making sure.
Yeah, 30 minutes.
All right. got 66 hours. How many breaks you got lined up?
How many breaks? It all depends, man. I don't even take no break. I eat on the go. You know what I'm saying? I don't take no break like that.
Yeah, I mean, you
said
you've been
about
4 years, right?
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah. And on Saturday, maybe I take 30 minutes to an hour. You know, then I, you know, rejuvenate, then come on back to the shop.
On your
huh?
No.
Oh, no. Nah, I don't fall. Yeah, you're right.
Take an hour, you fall behind. You running, you got no break set. You might be behind all day.
Tell me if I take an hour break.
You take a 30-minute break every 2 hours. You got a bunch of firewalls, you won't be behind just in case you take 1 hour on someone, you'll be on time for the rest of your day.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is to say, I've been doing 17 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a burning point.
Mm-hmm.
There's a point where you get, where you feel like all people want before this. That's all they want. They don't care about your life. They don't care about your health. They just want to know, can they get a haircut? It comes to a point like that. And that's when you've got to take control of your time. You have your set hours available. You in grind mode? You just want to build clients? You just want to cut hair? But is there anything else you
want to
do behind the chair?
I want to go on vacation. Like I say, I got a goal. I want to go to Jamaica. So that's the goal I'm, you know what I'm saying, want to do.
How far in advance can your clients book? It's all learning experience as I'm asking these questions, because they're all pretending to, you know, everybody. How far in advance can your clients book?
Now, I'm still learning my system. I'm still learning that. So I say within.
Can someone book a month from now?
Yeah, they can. Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, going to Jamaica the next month. Next month, you're not going to Jamaica.
And then I got a subscription. I got a subscription set up for clients if they want to take that.
Do you do week by week, or you do it 2 weeks in advance? How far do your clients book?
So the reason why I asked them how far in advance can you book, with me, I've learned to only allow 2 weeks in advance.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Only book 2 weeks out in advance. Why? Because if I want to go to Jamaica, I just got to give myself a 2-week notice. And I can block out that week. Right? Just like a job. It's like a job. We become entrepreneurs and we forget the structure that's already the standard for most people. So it's not something they can argue. These are my hours, 40 hours a week. You said Tuesday, Wednesday slow because you're too available. You're too available, like Nikes. You're gonna be like Yeezys. Supply and demand. Lessen the supply, create the demand.
And one more thing too, like, I tried to be off on a Wednesday. Like, I'd be having people to come up. So it's like, I don't know, it's like a gift and like, dang.
So you know, cut you off their day off?
Wednesday, I tried to cut it off. Then they'll come in. I had like three or four people, you know, coming in on a Wednesday. You know, that's money I'm missing. I'm missing maybe $200 or $300.
They'll come on Tuesday. They need to adjust to your schedule.
No, okay.
My Wednesday is booked. Solid. You know why my Wednesday is booked solid? Because I'm off Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. 4 days a week. 10 hours a day. 40 hours. You want me to come on Monday? The clients know not to come less than 100. And now you can 100 now because my haircut's at 75. Give me $25 extra to come on Monday off. My day off, I'm with my kids, I'm with my family, I'm doing my businesses. How else am I gonna create products if I'm busy behind the chair cutting all day? It was like that, man. I was.
Mm.
Go ahead, Dave.
So
Trying to control your off time. If you got clients texting you or calling you, you just not respond.
I respond to clients.
All right. For example, I got a client today. I told him I wasn't gonna be in. I was going to the hair show. He sent me a picture saying he looked crazy. I guess he wanted me to feel bad and try to.
Yeah, they don't always try to do that.
What you do? What you do if they send you a picture? Say, I look crazy.
What's the next day you're working?
It took me a while, like, to do this, but my days are Sunday and Monday. And then my Tuesdays, because I go to the gym in the morning, so I don't care if you want to come on at 9 a.m. I open at 12:30. Mm. And I only work 5 hours, Tuesday and Wednesday, both of those days. And then my longer days are Thursday and Friday. Saturday is only 7:30 a.m. to 2:30. That's it. I don't care what you got to do. These are my hours. My phone stays on do not disturb. So clients that do have the number or whatever, you know, they can still contact me, but if they call, it's on do not disturb. Because you got to take control of your self-care and self-maintenance time. It keeps you mentally and physically ready for your week. That's my opinion.
Okay.
In not even 10 years, you're going to feel that purple tunnel.
Yep.
It's going to take 10. Mm. How old are you now?
Yeah, I'm 41.
In the fifth year, you're responsible. Next year, unless you're taking care of yourself, you can't take care of yourself in one day. Find that balance, man. Take time to yourself. Take time to care for yourself. Take time to care for your family. You're not just a barber. I'm sure you got maybe brothers,
yeah,
cousins,
I do.
Friends. You gotta find a balance for all that. Zero balance. All your balance is work. Work and money. What happened to the friends? What happened to the family? What happened to your parents? Siblings? Especially if you had kids, man. You gotta grow up like that. I swear to God, my son is 12. He was at this show when he was like this. He got a mustache now. Where the heck did this mustache come from?
It went fast.
It went so fast. I divorced from this mom. Number one complaint. What was the number one complaint she gave? I was a chicken. What was the number one complaint?
You're always at work. You don't have time.
Second failed relationship. What was the number one complaint?
No time. Entrepreneurs have to date and marry other entrepreneurs.
Third failed relationship. All the same, I mean, they had their individual issues, but all the same had one commonality. Won't spend no time. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm working hard for my family. I'm working hard to take care of these bills. I'm working hard to. It's not always about that, man. You gotta find time for your loved ones.
Okay.
Hey, add something to it?
No.
Hey, you'll be surprised when you, because I've been doing it for a while, so you'll be surprised when you have one little time that you walk, that person that you've been relying on, they tell you they ain't coming to you. You know, you're dependent, you're like, okay, I put all this time on your job, I did this and that for you. You don't spend no time with you, you'll be able to pray. So you'll be saying, hey, you're going to be we live in a regret, as we're saying, hey, I could have did this, and I could have did this, and I'm not going to wait for you. But this is business, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to be complaining, you ain't going to do business, your business is going to go down because you need to do business on the outside. You take care of yourself. That's all I got to say. Because, I came to ask him, and he told me to do that, and I did that, and I can't. At first, it was hard for me to say, oh, I got to be down for my client. No. My client tell me, they say, hey, I can't make it. I won't show up. And you be like, top it up. Then you realize that it's a business. So it ain't personal.
You have to be first.
You're gonna have some people who find you, our new clients, don't know the booking gap, wanna book with you over the phone. I'm gonna tell you the solution for that. It's okay to take appointments over the phone. Have them pay the whole appointment. If you appointments over the phone, I gotta take the whole price of the appointment. If I'm taking it over the phone, the whole appointment. Or you can go online and pay the deposit. Pay the rest after the cut. So that's one way I've learned. Actually, I think I just started that this year. For clients over the phone, you gotta send me the whole money. What time you want? 2 o'clock? Cool. What's your name? Cool.
Cash App,
Zelle, Apple Pay, whatever you want. But you gotta send the whole thing. When we can hang up this conversation right now, you're a new client anyway. But don't ever stop pursuing your clients. It's constant advertisement. No matter how booked up you are, constant advertisement. People move, you grow bigger than people would like to see you grow. Stuff happens, you know? So it's constant advertisement. The rule of thumb is, if you're booked a week in advance, at least, it's safe.